On the 18th day of the Israeli bombardment of Gaza, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas is accusing Israel of trying to wipe out his people. According to the ABC, the death toll of Palestinians is close to 1,000. It would seem as if the Israeli people hold a lot of anger towards Palestine. I asked Rotem if he thought this was the case.
Of course, but it's not in the sense, for the most part, yeah. But I mean, there's different people have different positions, and it's hard to give a group picture. But it's not in the way that you would probably imagine in Australia. It's more of a contrived anger. It's anger that is a result of the initiative taken rather than of direct experience. So it's not like they feel hurt and hit personally and they want to hit back, but they have this kind of collective sense of needing to do something. And then this is my sense of it, and the very sort of extreme action taken by the government, you know, the mass bombardment, hundreds of people killed, that makes them have to really make their position extreme, but the emotional foundation of it is not very deep for most people. I mean, of course, there's people who've been bombed and people who've been killed and or know somebody. For those people, the pain is very real, but for most people in Israel, the war kind of goes over their head, and then they take that little bit of anger and they enlarge it a lot so that they can look really scary and so that they can justify much of what's happening.
In that case, do most Israelis support the war?
Most people support the war and they support it straightforwardly, but I think it's a friend of mine once made the analogy about racism that it can sometimes have very thick glue and sometimes can have very thin glue. So I think for most Israelis, the support, the glue is very thin. They feel a need as Israelis to support whatever the government is doing, and of course when people whom they may know or Israelis in general are under attack, they have feel the need to support any action that will lead to that ending. But I think that once the cost of wars becomes apparent to people, then their support wanes very quickly, and I think from previous experience, once there's more Israeli casualties, more soldiers are killed, there's more international pressure, the price of war starts hitting home. Then you can see very quickly how the position of most of the population changes against the war.
Months of a punishing Israeli blockade of Gaza means that there is a growing humanitarian crisis in the territory. From his experience, does Rotem believe that the average Israeli supports their government in this blockade?
Again, this is another one of those things where most Israelis, though many don't support, would support it. But again, the glue is very thin. Most Israelis don't really know what that means. For them, the blockade is meant to keep out arms. It's meant to be a form of pressure on the Palestinians to stop rocket attacks, to release the Israeli soldier. They don't, for the most part, have a real idea of the consequences of this blockade, either for their international image or for, obviously, more immediate effects on the population in Gaza, the starvation, etc. So again, the Israeli media and the politicians have done a good job of covering the eyes of most Israelis to the effects of this, and I think if the effects were apparent, then many more people would be against it.
As someone who is concerned about the plight of those living and basically trapped in the West Bank, is there any direct action Rotem feels he could take to help get vital supplies into the Gaza Strip?
Outside of trying to create political pressure and international pressure, sort of political pressure internally and externally on Israel, I don't think there's much that can be done. The borders are very well patrolled. There's only two or three crossings. And it's very difficult to do anything substantial. Over the last year, there's been these boats, the last 6 months, there's been these boats coming in from Cyprus, which have been sort of more symbolical than actual in sort of relieving the pressure in Gaza and opening it up a little bit. But physically, there's very little that people can do, I think. That's how it feels, at least.
Rotem was drafted into the Israeli Defense Force when he was 19 and requested release 18 months later on the grounds of conscience. I asked him if he'd heard of many refuseniks recently.
Well, I haven't been, again, as involved as in the past. I don't know the exact figures and who's doing what at each time, but so far we've heard fairly little resistance as far as sort of direct political refusal to the war. There have been a couple cases, and of course these things take time both to materialize and also for us to hear about them. Whenever there's a war mobilization, a lot of people find a way of not going, of sort of resisting within the army, making clear to their commanders they won't go, finding some kind of internal solutions. But usually the longer a military action takes or continues, the more public refusal there is. So there have been a few already that I've heard of, sort of kind of just around and about. But I expect that if this military action continues, there'll be many more refusers in prison, and especially once Israeli casualties begin to happen.
Are you playing any role, or other people you know playing any role in sort of supporting people who do refuse?
Well, there's been constant support for years through the different organizations, people refusing ongoing, and most definitely during times of crisis like this, and similarly from 2 years ago when there was a war in Lebanon, and there started to be quite a large wave of refusal after the first few weeks of that war. There's been, just recently up until this incursion, including now, there's two young Israelis, 18-year-olds, who refused to conscript, high school seniors who signed a letter of refusal. And there was a constant stream of about 5-6 people going in and out for some time now over the last 4 or 5 months. And two of them are still in prison, so they're receiving sort of constant support. But other people just coming up need to make the contact, and I'm sure they'll receive support from the different organizations doing work.